mind you. Thank you, friends. Of what we have tried to achieve in this year of time. Perhaps you remember my words. Words that I told you were that this time much of it would be devoted to individual self-development. A number of you have gone through a transitional time in these past months. Mainly connected to earthly families. But let me say this to you. That all happenings have a purpose. And by now, you must recognize that these happenings are for the growth of your spirit selves. I know, as those who come close to you also know, that this awareness has grown much within you. You must also recognize that not only have you learned many of life's lessons, but that family in spirit, and in using the word family, I mean your spiritual family, those who are not aware of consciously, but who nevertheless are family. They also have played a part in your development. Therefore, my dear friends, I ask also that you remember them when you give thanks for all that you have attained. They help you in your problems, not them. But they come close to you in times of need, in order that the spirit may be uplifted when needed. And each of you have had times when this has been necessary. As you said, it's a great thing. Not here. But yes, I did tell you it was a year. Accept readily the words that I bring to you. And for this, my dear friends, I will remain ever grateful. My love. extends to you all at all times. But we are fast approaching the time when it is becoming necessary that each one of you now recognizes the spiritual gifts that you each have. I would say that the greatest gift since first we met has been that of great ability in the knowledge that you have accepted. Together with the love which you have given out not only to those of us in our world, but also to each other. When we come together in another of your earthly years, there will be occasions when there will be, or at least one within this room, help with your gifts. I know that you are not fully aware of what gifts have, but it is time that you friends that the fullness of your gifts must be explored. I will say these words to you, that as much as we wish to help you, the responsibility for the use of your spiritual gifts mainly lies with each individual. Therefore, the responsibility remains in great part with you. But we will endeavor to bring to you many who will try to help, as they have done for many of you years. But for many, they still feel that they are not being recognized. Yes, as I have said, the greater responsibility lies with you. We cannot make you do what you do wish, but we wish alone do not seek phenomenon. It is part of you that these gifts are used. That is why he will endeavor to help you all that we do. Do you have any questions this time?
Yes, sir.
I will reply to you, my dear friend, in just a few of the words that I have given to you. Be careful of what you wish for. Always be cautious with your thoughts. Be careful that what is for the very best of reasons. For everyone is attached to
yes.
Again, responsibility lies with each one, and of course these gifts or karma, as you may wish to call it, is available to all, but not necessarily the best. So I say only, be careful of each other. Remember the power which lies behind, and remember, of course, my words about recounted thoughts, which would then encompass what you are. You understand?
Yes.
There is no harm in desiring many things, but it is the reason behind that you must analyze. You see, you know already my words, because it is there within your thinking.
About your explanations, sometimes part of taking an explanation always seems to make sense, but with time, the understanding.
Because we know that as human beings, you need to hear words often before the understanding becomes fuller within your consciousness.
Yes.
But I would say this to you, that if you have any doubts about anything, then you can say that it one. I understand you, as of course it does not happen in an instant of time, but love will always override any negative force eventually. It's the best of course that happens, but loving. Loving energy can never be destroyed or changed because it grows with others. Negative energy can be transmuted into what is. Think along those lines and the understanding is that it's purely you are just observing their interaction. And it's not, I was wondering, it's not negative to tell somebody about this, to talk about what has actually happened or occurred.
Because they express.
We can't control how people behave towards us sometimes, even if we are loving.
Whatever is done in a loving way can be negative. But let me once more, my dear friend, repeat to you words that I have used before. If words or actions from another human being does not sit right with you, look within yourself, because that discomfort, that unease lies somewhere within your own spirit and has to be faced. But to speak truthfully with love is being true to yourself. Yes. Never use negative words.
Or not to move, but for example, somebody pays
the fault lies. As if you were looking within the mirror, look to the mirror image, and you would find where the unease lies. You understand that
Christian. My dear friend, you are being judged. And why do you have right to be judgmental for actions created by others? When the spirit can look upon all negativity with loving eyes, there can be no beliefs within the spirit. That is what you are trying to achieve.
You say, then he should take another's life.
I stand. I know that in general human beings find it most difficult not to look at war and other situations within the world that you feel to be not quite right. And of course there is much negative energy in the world, but as we have said, have to give up your love if you wish to dispel the negative energy around you.
But I recognize that
hardly when we speak, I'm sure hardly heard of war.
Yes.
When these things happen in the world, there is always reason.
because of your human nature, you feel that you must always focus on intelligence of what others are doing, instead of unconditionally giving love to all, things. You have been given free will, which at times does not serve you well. But that is why it is most important that the spiritual side of your being must stay warm throughout your human existence. Do you understand? Yes. So if you see a situation where you think you have to intervene, that becomes part, my dear friend, of your free will. But you must fully accept the responsibility for your actions. You understand that if you let the spirit come to form, the spirit will let you. You would always do what is right for you. Become human beings of great purity. That is not why you are here. But always with you there is this struggle of what you consider to be right and wrong, when in fact you should be focused on developing your spiritual gifts and awareness in order that you can rise above many situations in your daily lives.
On the one hand, you want to help and do the best you can for others, and on the other hand, you have to stand back and let the spirit come to the core. Which one to go for
if you are spiritually aware that inner knowledge would be almost in your thinking, in your realization, in your everyday living. That, my dear friends, is another reason why you should give time to quiet minds, in order for us to be able to influence and help to the true natures of beings that you are. So many from our world who come, who are here, who are helping now,
Therefore, I say to you, do not feel dejected in your thinking. Love will override negativity at all times. If only you could see that in each dwelling place, such as this, where light is strong and pure, that as that grows within your world, much love can be given. But also, I believe you, as always, look to within my things to you. A few words. We have taken some time to gather, and we wish to inform you that we have built a wall between those forces who wish to penetrate this group, but who we know should not come. We have built this wall so that you will be free from any unlawful spirits. This has been done so that new mediums who wish to communicate are more protected. The hope that others will allow those from our world to use others in this group is the reason behind this work of ours that has taken some time to achieve. We are doing all we can to help this group in recognition of the help that you have given to Spirit World. The thanks are from our side, and